I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ this morning. This is Levi Stelzfus. Excuse me. Last few days, we've been sharing on the book of Hosea. The theme kind of in the book of Hosea is how Hosea's wife was unfaithful to him, and the pain that caused in Hosea's life, and it's parallel of the children of Israel. They were the apple of God's eye. They were his chosen nation, chosen people, and then they rebelled against God. And here in verse 5, there's I realize that this book, it may be kind of heavy, and I felt that in the past as I read through Hosea and Jeremiah and some of them. You know, it's just full of woes and full of doom prophecies. But I found it kind of interesting this round. Just as I read it and ponder it and, you know, see where our nation is now and to see how God's people can actually fall so far away. And I take it as a warning, but I also take it as a piece of history in time. And I like history, and I find this book interesting. Chapter 5 says, "Hear ye, O priest, and hearken ye, your house of Israel, and give ye ear, O house of the king, for judgment is towards you, because you have been a snare on Mizpah and a net spread unto Tabor. And the revolters are profound and made slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committeth whoredom, and Israel is defiled." At that time, the tribe of Israel was split. Ephraim was the northern kingdom. And I think Judah was the southern kingdom. And God, in this book, he is talking to Ephraim. And he does say at one place that, "Judah, your time will come." Verse 4, "They will not frame their doings to turn unto the Lord. For the spirit of whoredom is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord. And the pride of Israel does testify to his face. Therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. Judah also shall fall with time. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them. They have dwelt treacherously against the Lord, for they have begotten strange children. Now shall a mount devour them with their portions." You know, they had committed physical adultery, and were marrying outside tribes, were marrying the tribes that in the book of Joshua they were actually supposed to destroy and separate themselves from. But now they had they were marrying, they had strange children. And the part that I find interesting is how God actually turned his face from them, and he no longer, I think they were so far gone that if they would have repented, I'm not even sure if God would listen anymore. I do think a nation, a person, a people group can go so far that God will still allow judgment to fall upon them, even if they repent. And I think this is where they were. But, you know, they may have. If they would have all of a sudden sincerely repented, I'd like to think that God would have honored that. But I don't know. It says here, in verse 6, he hath withdrawn himself from them. He was not even welcome anymore. You know, when God is no longer welcome, he will remove himself. He will remove his presence. And that is just the challenge that I find in this. Is God welcome in our life? You know, we say we as born-again believers, we crown him Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But is he really welcome? You know, we can say things, but we can say he's Lord, we can say he's King, but until we really invite him and invite his presence into our life, that is a true test that we are a true believer and disciple of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you.